Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the BJ Report. I am your host, Bardi Asani. With me,
Jericho Martinez, out in the heart of Staines, Selector Massive, Dunno.
Right, yeah, all day, man. Big up, nice one.
Yeah, this is getting recorded via Squadcast due to the Tier 5 lockdown here in London. Big up, Boris J.
Well, let's not pick him up, all right? Yeah, we know what you mean. In today's episode, we will be discussing...
Stop right there, bud. How are you, man?
Wow.
How have you been? How are you keeping?
Do you know what? That was so nice. I didn't even expect
it. You mugged me off, the fucking prick.
Hey.
I was going to say something very uncorporate on that. Yeah. So how are you, Bardi, man? Talk to me, bro.
I'm very well, man. I'm very well. You know, it is just hustling here every single day in the heart of London.
We're not really in the heart, though.
Well, it's just slightly to the right.
Yeah, it's literally to the right. We're going to get relocated. Townslow.
No. They don't hate us that much.
Dickhead.
They would never
Dickhead.
Do that.
I'm in Kingston. Oh. Pussy. Yeah, man. So what was your day been? Chilled, relaxed, you know what I'm saying?
It's been good, man. I'm having a great week.
Time.
So what do you mean all time?
Okay, fine. You're having a swell time.
Oh, swell time. Okay. Sorry, I would like to use the English language.
Are you having a fantastic time where you work?
It's all right. It's not too bad. I can't complain. I get the privilege of working with Mr. Jericho Martinez 24/7.
You see his face, I swear. Hey, he's being an arsehole today. But I don't really work with you anymore. I'm on the other side now. I don't get to see you, mate.
No, I know. And you don't answer my calls. It's like you're complete. It's like you're avoiding me, to be honest.
I ignore him.
I have to beg you to do this podcast.
He does. We were supposed to do it yesterday, but I bailed on him to play COD.
I'm dedicated to the audience, to this one listener that we have around the world.
That's why Instagram nearly banned you for spamming.
I was trying to promote the podcast. You were there playing COD. You've done nothing to promote the show.
Got us blocked on Insta.
Not Instagram.
And we got blocked on Twitter as well.
I am suspended from Twitter for spamming.
No, for indecent exposure. That's why he's done.
I didn't know it was illegal, I didn't know it was illegal. I didn't know you can't send photos out to random people. And when the police came to my door, I was like, I'm sorry, listen, if someone had told me you can't do it, I wouldn't have done it.
The police literally at his door. He was butt naked with
the syringe out of my arm. It was mental.
Yeah, that's true, mate. But yeah, he's live and well. He's live and kicking. Free bards, done though.
Yeah. Well, I am free, so we don't need to say that. I don't like that saying anyway. Free anyone? No.
It's not. Really,
they shouldn't be free. If they're inside, they should stay there. Let me tell you that. For
stay
free
there. You know, because look, I'm never going to get into this debate with you.
Well, good, because you don't want to lose again, like in the last four episodes.
All right. Anyways, my day's been great.
Yeah, how's your week been, Mr. Martinez? How have you been?
All right. Hustling. Just the same old shit, man. We're in the same office. We're on the same floor. You know how it is, baby.
I have received a few comments.
People
asking me about you. Yeah. Just asking if you managed to buy new shoes or not.
I had to use old shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's no hole in them.
Ones that didn't have
holes.
They're good. No, they're just scratched.
There's a hole in the sole, so you can't really see the hole.
So the shoes are okay, safe, especially when we live in London, rain is inevitable.
I changed to my trainers during break, FYI.
No, that's a lie.
No, but it's fine. Anyways, I'm good. I'm live and kicking. My shoes are fine. I'm ordering new shoes and shirts. So, yeah.
Shoes
and shirts. All right, cool. Well, anyways. Oh, yeah, we also got some feedback as well that, you know, the chemistry's being off between me and Bards.
Yeah.
Because we can't record next to each other. That's why we just, No, but we're doing what it's we can. Difficult. It's hard to have the banter, you know. But yeah, we do what we can.
Because when you're an experienced comedian like myself.
Oh my God, he's not experienced. He just fucking retarded me.
No, we'll
work on it for sure.
Absolutely. We're going to obviously take more care in each episode. And as soon as we can record face-to-face, it's going to be different chemistry, because the second we can do that, we'll also record it and put it on YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah, that's something. You get to see his ugly mug.
Well, you get to see what a comedy genius like and a Filipino man trying to attempt comedy. That's what you get.
I'm not funny.
For free.
That's the thing. I'm not funny. I'm just not prepared. That's what I am.
Great. All right.
Talk to me. What is your article for the day?
Right. So this is an article that I came across on the Daily Star.
Standard. Wait. Yeah, do you know what? The Daily Star growing up, mate, it was just nude pictures. No, that was the Daily Star.
I skipped past those. No, it's just Daily Star.
Yeah. It's just nude pictures. I would just, when being a kid, just looking at them like, oh, yeah. Mm.
Taking a photo on your Sony Ericsson.
My Samsung D600.
With that little side speaker.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Oh, there were the days. But yeah, talk to me.
Absolutely.
What was your article?
Well, here we go. Well, this is from the Daily Star. This is Michael Jackson alive conspiracy erupts as identical lookalike confirms theory. Ooh.
Wait.
So, what this is...
Wait a second. Identical...
So, Michael Jackson look-alike. Identical... Yeah.
In what theory? What theory?
Confirms the theory that he's alive.
How can he confirm it? Explain, please.
Well, here's the thing. What he said it a bit as a joke. So someone's taking a video of him walking around in a supermarket during the day, because he's a Michael Jackson lookalike. Yeah. So he's got to dedicate himself 24/7 to this. So he's walking around with long hair. He looks like Michael Jackson on the cover of Bad during that time.
Oh, with the red leather jacket.
No, that's early 80s, but towards the end of the 80s.
Bad. Black and red.
He's white.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Right. That's a good way to put
it. He's a white black man. That's a bit mad, that.
All right, yeah. So that's what it is. So he's walking around and people are going mad. They're going, oh my God, look at it. He looks like Michael Jackson. He goes, yeah, he looks like him. It's not him.
No.
Now.
Yeah, of course it's not him, mate.
Of course it isn't. But people... So someone's uploaded this video online and a bunch of people just came out of nowhere, as they say, erupted, and saying, oh yeah, we believe that Michael Jackson is still alive.
That is so stupid, mate. People lost their noodles nowadays, you know.
Here's the thing. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson mentions it the best with regards to flat earthers. Before the internet... Maybe have one or two people talking shit. But now because of the internet, people can find other idiots around the world.
Reddit.
And go, oh yeah, look, we both believe in the same bullshit. That's basically what it
Join
is.
The fan club.
Right?
Join the...
So let's have a look at this. I mean, one, what is a lookalike? What does he do? Because he can't sing like Michael Jackson. He can't produce the songs like Michael Jackson.
That's why he's called a lookalike. Because he looks like him.
What? But so what?
Maybe. Do you know what? Things like this. Can he dance?
Well, I've seen him. Yeah, I've looked at some video of his. He can vaguely. I can vaguely dance like Michael Jackson.
Can dance. Look,
if we're being honest,
it'd be ideal for you know, if people who want to see a show, like in a small town, someone wants to see a show, and he just mouths the words.
But why? It's not him. What's the point? I'd rather watch another video of Michael Jackson performing. You've got tons of.
You've got the lookalike.
It's like, oh. We get the lookalike.
It's true, you know. We do get the lookalike.
So, let's recap. So, he can't sing.
Yeah.
He can't sing like him. He can't produce the songs. He can vaguely dance. But I'll tell you what. He's great with kids. He's great with kids.
So was Michael Jackson, mate.
He loves them. He
loves a bit of Home Alone.
But no, I mean, come on.
Good bants. Good bants for...
What's the best he thought that could happen? So he's walking around the supermarket, and the most he's going to get goes, oh, He looks like Michael Jackson. He goes, yeah.
So, yeah, do you know what? How do you get paid for that?
So, basically, I guarantee you it's one of these things where if someone's having a party, they go, oh, listen, we've got a Michael Jackson lookalike. What's that? Where he just stands at your party and you can take a photo with him? Go to Madame Tussauds and take a picture with some wax.
Yeah, but this is the real thing, you know?
Yeah, but
it's not the real thing, but it's close like enough.
It's like there's a man in Argentina, right? And he's dedicated his whole life to imitating John Lennon since he was the age of 15.
Big up John
Lennon. His name's Javier. What?
Big up John Lennon.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Bangers. Yeah, he does. He does. But if I was interested in John Lennon, if I liked his music, I'll watch his videos, that's fine. Why am I going to go to Javier, or whatever his name is?
Because he looks like John Lennon. People can reminisce.
But also, this guy can sing.
Yeah.
Right, so he's never
imagine
been to Liverpool.
The people.
Are you okay? Do you need
mate, I'm just thinking, that was a great song. Imagine.
Yeah, it's a great song, and he does a cover of that.
Does he?
And he does. He's never been to Liverpool, but he can do the Scouse accent so well. You can't even tell. So I'm thinking, if you can sing, if you can play the piano, if you can play the guitar, why not just produce your own fucking songs? And as opposed to living your life,
the thing is,
like John Lennon.
The thing is, he'll always be in the shadow of John Lennon.
But stop, what do you mean? Why?
Because he
stop
looks
singing
like
his songs.
Him. Because he looks...
No, but he goes all the way. He fixes his hair like him. He buys the same glasses.
Yeah,
he buys the same outfit.
He still looks like him. He's always going to be in the shadow of John Lennon.
Go Daft Punk. put a mask on. That is stupid. Slipknot. It's the most stupid thing.
Put a little fucking Halloween mask on.
Marilyn Manson.
There you go. Boom. There you go. There you make it to number one. No, but seriously, look. Nah. He looks like him. So there's no point of... Do you know what I mean? There's no point of trying to do it, because they'll just think he's trying to live in the shadow of John Lennon. So he's thinking in his head, okay, let me just be an impersonator. I can sing his songs, I can do covers and everything, but that's what he's probably thinking in his head. Because
don't you think it's a bit pointless?
No.
Don't you agree that it's...
Look at Cher Lloyd. Remember Cher Lloyd?
Oh, fuck. All right,
from X Factor. Yeah?
Cher Lloyd.
Yeah, Cher Lloyd. Rachel, Adam,
Diversity,
DG,
Alexandra Burke,
with a special guest appearance of JLS.
Fucking
yeah,
hell.
But remember Cher Lloyd? She wanted to be Cheryl Cole at the time when Cheryl Cole was big.
Right.
She wanted to be, and Cheryl Cole made it, but where's Cher Lloyd now?
But hold
the
on,
only
hold
thing
on.
I remember, look, she tried to make her own brand. But the only thing I remember is from that fucking video. Who needs to flush a toilet after taking a shit? Yeah, 100%.
No, but hold on.
Because look, I'm singing this by Cher Lloyd. That's the only time I remember.
But hold on, that's different because they were in, what was it, X Factor?
No, she's trying
and
to
they have to sing.
She's trying to make a career for herself. But she looks so much like Cheryl Cole, she didn't make it.
No, she didn't make it because she was talentless. That's why she's going to produce her own songs.
Not really.
And it's pop music.
No, nor can fucking Cheryl Cole. She want to sing.
Ooh, taking a dig. I'm gonna name the episode that. Taking a dig at Cheryl Cole.
Mate, I used to think
or
she
Tweedy,
was absolutely... Yeah, Cheryl Tweedy. Yeah, Cole, Cheryl Tweedy. But yeah, it's true though. She came in and she had the same tattoo on her hand on X Factor stage.
Hold on.
Mate, trying to be her.
You're wrong. There's a difference between a lookalike, like this Argentinian man, and this guy in America who during the day, he's not even doing a gig. He's just walking around like Michael Jackson.
What I'm talking about is the John Lennon lookalike. You're fucking melon.
But it's both the same thing. You low IQ fuck.
No, listen. How is it the same thing? It's not the same thing. Because you just said to me, the Michael Jackson lookalike just looks like Michael Jackson. He can't do
and
anything.
And he dances.
Oh, yeah.
And he dances.
Mediocre. He can't sing at all.
He does.
Yeah, he does all the popping and locking and all of that jazz.
Do you know, every now and again, he'll go, ah! Yeah.
But listen, it's true though, isn't it? So MJ lookalike can only look like him and do a shit dance. The John Lennon lookalike can sing. He does covers for John Lennon.
Yeah.
And he does his own music.
and I'm saying they're both pointless. That's my point. I'm saying they're both rubbish. And because since at the age of 15, he's been doing a tribute act towards John Lennon. He's now 40.
Okay, good for him.
And also, do you know what? Do you know what? He's also an ambassador for the autobiography being translated into his language.
Good man. I mean, see, look, he's doing something with it. But if he won this, if he was to do try and make a music career, I'm not saying he would have, you know, failed, but you know,
he would have.
Yeah, he. All right, there you go. He would have failed. You just said it. He would have failed because people would have seen this man. Shit, he reminds you of John Lennon.
No. Hold on. Right. He would have failed if he continues to do this John Lennon vibe. If he did his own thing, completely different. No. Nothing to do with the Beatles and the 60s. I think that's more honourable.
Yeah, it's more honourable, but you got to remember, this guy's been doing this since he was 15. He's 40 now. He's made a career out of this.
Yeah, he has.
Musicians, their career, how long does it last? 2 years tops, if that?
What, musicians' career?
Okay, Alexandra Burke. How long did that last?
Hold on. But you said musicians. You know how big a musician... that's so broad.
The thing is, she's a musician. Where is she now?
But you picked one musician out of the millions out there.
Okay, there you go. What is your point? Gareth Gates. Will Young. You know what I'm saying? Bro, there's so many, man.
you're talking about pop idol winners or runner-up. That's what you're talking about.
Regardless. But it's still someone who's trying to make it. Had a career. Got to the top. Got to the pinnacle. And
exactly. You know what I'm saying? However, but the Argentinian man, like I said, if he could just use all this talent he has, learning the piano, playing the guitar, singing, right? Do your own thing.
He's done his
Forget
own
John
thing.
Lennon.
He's done his own thing.
What, John Lennon?
He's trying to be like John Lennon. And it worked for him since he was 15.
Oh my days. Well, there you are. 40, there you are. Look, he's found an audience. He's found someone like yourself.
Audience. There you go. He's found an audience.
And like, just like you.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking prick.
Oh my. You're a dickhead. Oh my days. You're just stupid.
It's true. It's facts. But that was enjoyable. I enjoyed that little debate with you. Because if I was next year, I think I'd have punched you in the face.
You could try. But remember, you are Filipino, but you're not Pacquiao.
I'll fuck you up.
I will throw a chair at your head and laugh and record it.
You probably would.
I would.
That'd be banter, though. No, we wouldn't want to do that. Because you'd just get kicked out of the studio.
No, I wouldn't want to do that because I'd never want to hurt you like that. Point. Never, ever.
I just want to hurt you emotionally.
Right. Now, the genius from Philippines. What is your article for this week?
Okay.
And that was episode 5 of the BJ Report.
See you next week.
Thank you.
Dickhead. All right, cool. So, mine is on... this one is from... It's an American one. Store manager lists world's last blockbuster on Airbnb for local residents.
All right. So he's listening.
Bring back Blockbuster. Yeah. So what he's done, he didn't want to close the store. So as Netflix and chill is such a big thing nowadays, he's turned his Blockbuster store into pretty much into like a ideal sleepover if you want to take a lovely lady or guy to this place and spend a weekend there to just watch movies, order food. It looks good. It's got carpets inside, it's got a sofa set up.
It's a carpet. It's got a pillow.
I'm not even joking.
It's got everything.
It's full mental setup. Look, have a look at it.
Well, of course it has.
It's proper setup.
It's been in the weekend there.
It's fucking great, man. It looks so good.
Does it have a toilet as well, I'm guessing? Yeah.
It does have a toilet. Yeah, it's a shower. It's everything. And it's got a VHS.
Oxygen? Does it have oxygen? Well done. Of course
it's
it has.
It's got a VHS player as well.
Now that is...
Throwback.
That's a throwback.
Oh my God, do you remember the VHS players?
Yes, I did. And we used to get stuck.
Yeah, the kids nowadays will never understand the hardship, you know, because they got Netflix, they got Amazon Prime, they got everything on their fucking smart TV.
They're 3 clicks away from streaming any film they want.
So true.
We had to go out. We had to beg our parents to go sign up to Blockbusters or Apollo.
Prime.
Right?
What was it?
And then we had to
Prime Video.
And then we had to go back. We had to go back, pick the film, pay for it.
Yeah.
Watch it and take it back 2-3 days
exactly.
later.
Exactly. That's the thing. We nowadays, yeah, we complain about, oh, there's not much to watch. There's not much to watch.
Oh, this is not HD. Oh.
Shut up, yeah. We had to go to Blockbuster, watch the same film over and over again to get the most of your movie. So I watched it like three times in a weekend.
Yeah, exactly. You put that on repeat.
Exactly. Oh, mate, when I was a kid, I remember I used to beg my mum and dad to try and go Blockbuster and get a rental for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So there was this one time when I was begging, pleading. They said, oh, let's get a video. And I was into like fantasy and stuff when I was younger. And
right, okay.
So I get to this big Blockbuster. And this was in Chiswick. There was a Blockbuster in Chiswick.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it was far. I admit it was far.
That must have been a long walk from Hounslow.
Dickhead. It was far. So I was a kid. And I remember going there and I see all these videos and, like, you know, being nosy and stuff. When you're a kid, you're like looking at it 18 and you've got like the nudie ones. But I rented out the He-Man movie with Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, I'm guessing your parents love that.
Oh, yeah. So I rented out.
I bet they were critiquing that film at the end.
Masters of the Universe, actually, with Dolph Lundgren. I was like, yeah, cool. I like He-Man. I like Skeletor. Let's give it a watch. I was living my best life, but my parents, I don't think they... I think they wanted to chuck me off the balcony, to be fair.
I think they did at one point.
Yeah, probably. That's why I got this scar right here, mate.
That's why you've got permanent side parting, no matter how long your hair is.
Dickhead. You could you can't talk. You got a ball of fluff on your head, mate. It's dead.
It's fashion.
Get out. You look like a 50-year-old man.
It's okay. Mature.
He's a mature student. But yeah, I watched Master
Universe. The film.
Three times.
I remember when I had to beg my parents to go to Blockbuster. Oh, Apollo. We had Apollo because I used to live in West Norwood. And we had Apollo. And
in Kingston?
No, West Norwood. I just said
what the fuck is that?
So do you know what? Isn't it Streatham?
You said you're from Kingston. So you're lying to our audience.
When I first...
You're lying to the audience.
The package, when it came from Kosovo, my auntie was in West Norwood. When she opened it up, I basically was born in West Norwood. And then, after, you know, the illegal papers, they were like, right, let's base him in Kingston. So I spent very little time there.
Dead. South London, man.
So it was pretty rough. So we went. I remember I rented out the Bean movie.
The Bean. That's how you know, look, the age difference you can tell.
Yeah, because you went with He-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
And I went with
like,
a good
back
film.
Back in the day, like, fuck. Yeah. But then, oh, mate, I rented out Mrs. Doubtfire. Video.
Oh, I don't like that film.
You don't like Mrs. Doubtfire?
I'm joking. Relax.
You know what? Fuck this guy. No, fuck this guy. No, he's something else. Do you know, R.I.P. Ron Williams, he made my childhood. With Jumanji, Flubber, and all of those movies.
Did you ever film Jack as well?
Jack, that was a good film.
Great film.
Yeah, but fuck that you.
I'm joking. I did watch Mrs. Doubtfire.
But Blockbuster, imagine that. But nowadays, yeah. See, look, Blockbuster went wrong. They should have just switched over to... like digital.
Have you heard that story where Blockbuster had the chance to buy Netflix but they declined?
Oh, that is fucking stupid, isn't it? So stupid.
Now look at them. Exactly. Now they have to open up Airbnbs.
Exactly.
The losers.
Exactly. Fucking people are just having
selling the smallest packet of popcorns for like £7.92. It's like, this is
with,
the smallest
with Airbnb
packet.
Anyway, you could just go fucking, you just go to the shop, come back and you have all your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're
exactly.
You're living your best life. It's so true, mate.
But I don't get it. I mean, is this a very popular thing now that people are doing, using Airbnb, Blockbuster? to watch VHS?
Look, it's VHS, DVD.
Waiting for that minute and a half to rewind the film?
That's the thing. It's no, but it's more of a... I think it's just like more of a vintage...
It's like a throwback.
Yeah, throwback.
It's like stepping into the 90s.
Yeah, literally. With your Nike dunks and your multicolored Adidas tops.
But when you were, let's say, in your 20s, back in the 90s.
Dickhead.
How was it like for you back then? Because obviously, you guys didn't have cassettes back in Philippines.
Yeah, I know. We had we had to make sounds from coconuts. Like drums.
Is it?
No.
Prick. Okay.
I wasn't born in Philippines. I was born in London, you melon. Fucking hell.
At least didn't get defensive about it. Well...
But no, but it's not that bad though, man. Look, it's nice little throwback. I think it would work. But
no, I don't think it'll work.
What do you mean? I think it's great. Having it as
you're telling me you'd actually book the room in Airbnb
100%.
To go to Blockbuster.
100%.
Where it has the floor, the pillow, and all the oxygen and everything all included.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, I think it's stupid.
But a movie rental costs you $3.99.
Still charging the same then. That's why they went bust.
Exactly. Mate, but no, their stock's gone up though. Blockbuster stock.
I wonder why that
is. I wonder why. Big up Reddit.
Big up Reddit. Big up Reddit. They're hacking the system.
They are literally hacking the system.
Pay them. Pay them.
There's quite a bit of subliminal messaging there, Barney.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, there is.
Well, please tell us your thoughts. Yeah. You know, are lookalikes as important as society makes them out, or am I wrong? Is Blockbuster Airbnb going to work or not? Contact at thebjreport.com. Please, any emails you have, send them through. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, you can't send anything on Twitter. Just let you know. But slide into our
DMs. No more Twitter. RIP to Twitter.
Slide into our DMs for underscore the BJ report. So now that's all good. I enjoyed this episode, you know, buddy.
This was a good one.
Yeah, this was energetic. I felt more banter. I felt more alive. It was good feedback from the guys.
Because we have received a lot of complaints saying that Jericho isn't funny.
Oh, my God. I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not funny. I know I'm not, so that's
they're saying,
you know, fuck them.
They're saying they're saying you should be replaced.
By who? Oh my god.
I'm not gonna name you.
If you're gonna try and replace me with that fucking moron, you go ahead and do so, yeah? You do that, mate. Yeah, blood.
Oh dear. No, we can't. No. We will have, like I said, as we go forward, it is very difficult at this time in tier 5 to record face-to-face, because we just can't do it. We have to use Squadcast, and it is a different dynamic. The second we can get the chance to record face-to-face, we're going to record it, and we're going to put it on YouTube so you can see our faces as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to see the Filipino man, you get to see the...
you get to see Fat Pavarotti.
Well, Fat Pavarotti was fat anyway.
Yeah, I know, but it's fatter. Pavarotti.
With more hair and no talent.
Yeah, there you go, that's it. See what I mean?
Oh,
but
dear.
It's not it's not bad, mate. He's all right. He's a good lad. And we're, you know what I mean? We're vibing. We're feeling it. So just let us know.
But it's different. It's going to be different when it's face to face and recording. Yeah, we're going to have some drinks.
I'll have a fucking a few cups.
I'll be doing tequila shots. I'll be going in.
Yeah, he's gonna start shooting.
Oh, am I not allowed to do that? On camera? No, seriously.
Of course you
I don't want the police over here again. That's what I'm telling you now. True. I don't want them
nude
over again.
Bards.
I'll do it.
I'll do it, I swear to God.
Don't make me do it, because I will... Woo!
No, but well, perfect. Yeah, honestly, that was great. I enjoyed that, peeps.
Perfect. Well, thank you for listening. This has been episode 5 of the BJ Report. As I mentioned, any feedback you have, good, bad... Please email us, contact at the BJ Report.
And slide into our DMs at underscore the BJ Report.
On Instagram, perfect. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Ciao for now.